2-1-0.
Mira, y'all, this is Natasha with Norteño T10. Now on Latina Podcasters Network.
Hey guys, it's Natasha with Norteño T10 Podcast. I am here with my beautiful guest. Before I get into that, I want to thank Vodpod Media for housing and producing my podcast, and to Latina Podcast Network for having me on your network. Guys, if you are listening, go watch, and if you're watching, go listen. No matter what, subscribe, like, share, do all that. Help your girl out. Okay, so to my guests for today, and this is why you want to watch. I have like the best looking guest. I'm just going to say it. I just do.
I'm just admiring you. I'm like, that's my girl.
Girl. Yeah, thanks. This episode's gonna get really weird, by the way, so you should probably just stop listening and go watch. All right, please introduce yourself.
I'm Missy. What would you like me to say about myself? I do a lot of things and I'm gonna have fun with my girl today.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, what are some of the things you do?
I'm an esthetician. I'm also a model, I guess. Mm-hmm. I'm also a spiritual teacher at a yoga studio. It's really fun. I think those are the main three things right now that are going on. And I've been doing aesthetics since I was 16, well, in the beauty industry. Mm-hmm. And then I guess I'm on my like self-healing journey.
Yeah.
With learning myself. So I became a spiritual teacher within that, which was pretty cool. And then the modeling was like random at a random party. So that was cool. That's about it though. I think that's pretty much where I'm going.
I love that.
With my life. It's very unexpected, but I like it. Like, I'm just flowing with the universe.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
As we should.
We are. Yeah. We are flowing.
We're definitely flowing.
We flow.
So, yeah. So, we've known each other. I'm going to adjust a little bit. Okay. So, we've known each other 2 years?
2 years.
2.5? Something like that.
I want to say 2.5, maybe.
Yeah. So, we met through a mom's group. Mm-hmm. And it's called Bad Moms of San Antonio. So shout out to you guys.
They are awesome.
Yes. Yeah. And it's not what it sounds like. It's very much like that movie, like Bad Moms. Like, we all try to be the best mom that we can be. But, you know, momming's hard.
Mm-hmm.
So.
But it's also fun because we get to kick it.
No, yeah.
Do fun stuff.
Yes. Yeah. So we met through there. I interviewed you. Yes. When I used to interview people, I still do, but you know, when I was like hardcore interviewing people, and because you're a local business owner, and I thought that was amazing. But since then, like, we like hit it off like immediately.
And that interview, everybody was like, do y'all know each other?
Yeah.
we hit it off. We had a good vibe.
Yeah. And that's the best. Like when you have that with somebody, which is like rare. Mm-hmm. And we talk about it all the time, like how rare I think one another is, because Missy is so down to earth and smart and like free, but also like open minded and like, I don't know, you just like know all of these things. It's like otherworldly. She's an alien.
You are too though. I was like, you are too though, because you know these conversations that we have, and you're the same way. Like, you are everything that I think we agree with each other because of that. Like, we love to encourage others. We have good hearts. We're open minded.
Yeah.
And I guess the wisdom that we share with each other is, it's good because like I think we just vibe from one another so well, and it's bouncing back awesome ideas within each other. But the fact that you're such an amazing woman, it's just like, wow, I love her. Like, aww. I'm just like, it's fun because you don't meet people like you. You know what I mean? And I always tell you that, like, you're such a beautiful blessing as a friend and person in my life. So yeah.
You too, friend. You too.
I love you.
Yeah. I love you too.
Little alien power.
Yeah. Okay, so speaking of this episode, like I said, is going to get weird. So we're just going to talk about off-the-wall shit. I normally don't have drinks out, but we're doing drinks because we're playing a drinking game. This is the first time ever that I'm playing a game on my show. So.
I love being her first, by the way. It's very fun.
Yes.
Day drinking, playing a drinking,
you know,
game.
It's fine. Awesome. Everything's fine. Yeah.
It's good.
It's hump day.
Only with Natasha.
Yeah. Like, here we are.
Yeah.
Come on my show.
Come on your show. You won't get disappointed.
Yes.
This is the whole little thing right now that we're doing. It's awesome. I'm excited.
Yes, me too. Okay, so let's talk aliens.
Oh God, I love
aliens. Because we both like really love aliens.
Yes, we do. Like, we send each other stuff about aliens. It's like true. It's so much fun.
It's true.
I don't know. I love them. I think I went on a whole alien vacation with my sons. Like, it was just awesome. I don't know. I don't know why people are so like weirded out by aliens. I think they're so cool. Like, otherworldly, like, people come and visit us. I don't know. I'm just fascinated with it, I guess.
Yeah. I feel like you have to know, like, or everybody out there should know, like, it was crazy to me when people were like, aliens aren't real. Like, what the fuck? Like, do you think that we're the only mm-hmm. beings in the entire galaxy universe? Like, that's insane to me to think that we're that big. Like, we're tiny.
Yeah, we're a star. A
speck of dust.
From what I've understood, because I went to the Roswell Museum, mm-hmm. and they were saying, like, a lot of people who got abducted were saying that we are a star and that the aliens visit a star, but they have the directions to the star. And like, it was just a lot of like, I guess we're the fact that we're a star, I guess. I was like, that's pretty cool. So they come and just visit us.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I like it. There's also hybrid aliens that like have babies with humans, which is weird, but cool. Like,
is that what you are?
Oh, I hope so. I was like, wow, that would be an honor. I really hope so. You too. That'd be good.
Yeah.
But it kind of goes down to, sorry, allergies. Bigfoot, like stuff like that, like the government hiding things.
Yeah.
About stuff like that. Like, I guess they have put it to where it's a norm where people are like, oh no, it's not real because we're not supposed to think it's real.
So, yeah.
I don't know.
Do you think that movies and shows and things like that, like the ones that show us these, you know.
Oh, yeah. They come from someone's mind.
Right. Well, do you think it's mind or do you think it's, like, experience and they're just showing you to kind of, what's it called, to, like, desensitize you?
I think experience, but of what they've also learned or seen or been through, because there is experiences where they're real stories and they've made them into movies. Just, and it's kind of, like, enlightening people, like, oh, that happened. Like,
yeah.
It's pretty crazy. But I don't know about desensitizing people because, like, I guess what we're supposed to think is that they're going to, like, attack us and hurt us and stuff. And maybe they might. But there's that other version where it's, like, they're just visiting us. So it's, like, I don't know. You got
to. Like, on vacation, like, how we go to Hawaii. Mm-hmm. They're, like, oh, I just came to Earth really quick.
You're just kicking it. Like, they're, like, we're yeah. messing with you. Like,
and then they're, like, it's ghetto here. I'm leaving.
Yeah. They're, like, fuck this.
Yeah.
People are crazy.
Yeah. It's yeah. true.
No, I think. Yeah, I don't know. I just think they're just. There's so many galaxies out there. I know aliens are not the only ones. There's other worldly things that we just haven't even seen yet. It's kind of like the ocean. We've only discovered 2% of it. Like, I'm sure there's aliens under there, too. Like,
yeah, which is scary, which is why I don't fuck with the ocean.
Neither do I. I don't.
I don't. Like, I
respect
have,
it.
Yes. I have respect for the ocean, so I don't go into it mm-mm. because that's not my home. Like, my home is on land.
That's what I tell my kids, like, when we're going anywhere that has to deal with, like, animals, I'm like, that's their home, we're yeah. coming into it, like, respect yeah. it, because that's their land, like, we're yep. we're over here, you know, we're just visitors, because it's yeah, you don't mess with that stuff. But I'm not going down to, like, the Titanic to look at that stuff. That's really, like,
absolutely not. Absolutely not.
That I don't fuck with. I was no. like, nope, no spirits underwater. Like, not going deep in the ocean like that. Mm-mm. We're not. Mm-mm.
If I can't see, like, my feet when I'm in there, like, I'm not going in there.
You know, it's crazy. When I turned 30, I wanted to do, like, three crazy things, but one of them was going on a boat, and, like, it doesn't sound like a scary thing, but to me it was, because I had my boys with me, and I was like, oh, my God, if this boat sinks, like, which way am I, like, swimming with my boys? How am I going to save them? There's freaking megalodons down there. Like, I was, like, cracking, so I was all scared. I was cracking. Like, oh, God.
Yeah.
It didn't take until, like, the middle, being in the middle of the ocean. And this doesn't sound funny, but, like, this guy that was working on the boat, he had, like, one leg. No, he had two legs, but he was missing his foot, like, his little
oh.
toes and stuff. And uh-huh. then he was missing one eye. And then he was missing his fingers.
Okay.
But he made me feel so comfortable. And okay. then he was drinking seawater. And I was like, okay, like, I don't think we're going to drown. Yeah. Like, I think he knows what he's doing. He lives here. And yeah. It wasn't until we got to the edge of Texas, the coastal line,
uh-huh.
that I felt comfortable. It took me that long to get comfortable on that Dang. Freaking boat. But once I was okay with it, it was really peaceful. Scary, though.
Yeah. I think for me, when I was on a cruise a few years ago, like, just
the anxiety.
Just in the ocean. Just, and it was like this, like, midnight blue. And then at night, like, I couldn't go, like, I wanted to to go towards like the rail just to like look into the water, but it just
couldn't.
Scared. It's like an abyss. Yeah. And so it scares me because like what the fuck is down there?
I know. That's why I haven't gone on a cruise yet, because I think about the same thing. I'm like, oh God, like.
Mm-hmm. I just stayed away from the railings. I was like, no, I'm, and it's like, so, I just didn't think about it. I was like, no, this, I'm in a building. This, I'm not on a giant boat okay. in the middle of the ocean.
Yeah. We're okay. We're okay. I'm in my bubble.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
No. And then it's so dark, like at night. That's what I freak out to. Like,
yeah. Mm-mm. Well, and we had a room that was literally at the very front of the ship. And so like, it was the like front, like foremost, like part of the ship. So like I'd open the windows and it was like, oof. Front of the ship. Yeah.
Lord Jesus.
Yeah.
I would have been like, oh no.
That was yeah. Tough.
My melatonin gummies would have been like right there with me. I've been like popping in. Yeah. Bye.
Yeah, good night.
Wake me up in the morning. Yeah. No, I couldn't do that. I freak out easily though. I think I'm claustrophobic too. Like I have problems with like fun houses. I'll freak out.
Really?
With. Yeah. Like one time. I went with my dad. I was a teenager still. And I went in the fun house. I freaked out, and he was right behind me. But I freaked out so bad, I freaked him out.
Oh.
And then we both couldn't get out of the house. Like, we broke, I think, a glass in there, like a mirror, to get out, because we were just freaking out that bad. And I was like, oh, my God, why did I freak out that bad? And then when I was doing eyelash training,
yeah,
I had to put myself to sleep because I was freaking out that they were, like, putting all this tape on my eyes. And it was, like, hot, and there was people like right in my face, and I was like, oh my God, I'm gonna die. So I was like, let me put myself to bed. I just put myself to sleep when I get scared, I guess.
Wait, how?
What do you mean?
How do you usually put yourself to sleep?
Girl, I just close my eyes and I'm like, go to bed. I'm like, go to bed or we're gonna freak out. We don't want to be a weenie in front of these people.
What?
So, like, yeah, I didn't want to be like that, I guess, like a weenie, you know, because like you have a whole class of people like training you, and like everybody, all the students are looking at you when you're getting your lashes done, so you feel everybody's breath on you.
Ew.
Yeah, and I was just like, oh shit, I'm gonna die. Like, let me just go to bed. I don't want to freak out in front of all these people. And yeah,
crazy. You know, like, I know all of these techniques on like how to calm yourself down and how to reground, right, just based off of my knowledge in school and my degree and all that. But when it comes to me and I start having these like anxiety attacks or like going into like panic attack, I'm like, okay, I'm like, shit, like I have to try to remind myself what those things are.
I hear you.
And so then I'm just trying to like breathe, and I'm like, but don't overdo it, because I'm gonna make myself pass out. So I'm just there like,
I'm getting lightheaded.
Yeah, I'm like, everything's fine.
Yeah, I feel like I could do that now a little bit better, now that I know like the techniques that I've learned like within yoga and meditating and stuff like that. But I won't lie, I still have those moments where I'm like, oh my God, I can't overcome this one. This one's hitting me too hard. But
so what do you do when you can't like overcome that feeling? Like, how do you handle
when
that?
I can't? Uh-huh. I'll talk myself out of it. I literally have to sit like within my own head and be like, girl, like, it's okay, calm down, like, take it down. I'll try to breathe very like, I'll take 3 deep breaths and yeah. I'll hold it for like 1-2 type of minutes, whatever.
Yeah.
And then I'll like let it out. But yeah, I guess that's what I've been doing, is just talking to myself. That sounds crazy, but I mean, it helps.
Sometimes you have to. You have to say things out loud mm-hmm. to yourself.
You do, because it's like, I don't know. I will always say, like, you are the person who knows you the best. Like,
yeah.
And you got to feel yourself and know your emotions and your thoughts and kind of be in control of all mm-hmm. of it. Your mind is so powerful. You have to have control in it.
It's true. It's definitely mind over matter.
Mm-hmm.
And you can literally talk yourself out of or into
ways
of thinking about not just yourself but situations, and you know, just, you know, times where you're scared or times where you're, you know, tired, not tired, whatever. Like, truly, like, it's like essentially like playing a game with your own mind.
Yeah, even so. Hyping yourself up, like, yeah. That's a thing too. I had to like do that lots of times with myself in general and like different situations, because it's like, I don't know, it's stepping out of my shell. And you know that I'm very introverted, and this year is the only year that I've been like, okay, I'm coming out. Like,
yeah.
And I've been doing good so far.
You have. I'm proud of you.
Thank you. I was like, you inspire me. Yeah. But I had to really overcome that fear, and it was definitely a mind thing. Like, I had to be like, I need to do this. Like, if I don't do it, I'm never going to do it. And I only have this life to live here, like, in this moment. If I were to die tomorrow, I better know that I tried my best at it.
Yeah.
Type of thing.
Yeah.
Lived without fear.
Yeah. It's hard to, but I think anything worth doing is scary.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you have to push through that and just kind of like, I don't know, just do it. But then at the end of it, you're like, oh shit, I did that.
Yeah. But like, it takes that, it's that getting over that hump.
Yeah.
Because you're just like, oh no, I can't do that. But then it's like, well, let me just push myself there. But
yeah. Like,
it's hard.
Last year, I signed up for like a speaking thing, a public speaking. And I'm really scared of that. Like, if you know me, like, you know that I'm like terrified of public speaking, which is weird because like I can talk, you know, with people all day, every day. But it's when there's a crowd, I get really nervous.
It's a different type of.
For sure.
Yeah.
So I had to tell kind of like an intimate story, and I knew it was going to be recorded, which is fine. I didn't realize there was going to be so many people. I thought maybe like 30 people, 40 people, which even then I was like, okay. And then right before we were going to go on, they're like, oh, we like sold out. We're at like 150 people. And I was like,
awesome.
Oh my God. And I almost threw up. And then I was like, I can't do this. I can't do this. And then I was like fucking pacing. And I was like, no, I have to. I don't have a choice. And then they're like, oh, by the way, you're going first.
Oh, I was like, oh, yeah. I know that one.
Yeah. So, yeah. I still kind of did blackout, but everybody was like, "Oh, you did so great!" And I was like, "Did I? Great. Okay, perfect."
Oh, that's good.
I don't remember shit.
Did you speak freely, or was it noted? Like, did you write it down?
So I had it in my notes, and so I had to remember, which is why I don't ever like having questions ahead of time when I interview people, because then I get too much in my head about, okay, what was I supposed to ask?
Sticking to those.
Right, rather than just letting it flow.
Mm-hmm.
So I did have to kind of remember the sequence, and because I was telling a story.
Yeah.
And even though it was my story.
It still has to be organized. I know what
you mean.
Right,
yeah.
I won... an art gala in the college, St. Yes. Philip. Shout out to St. Philip's,
because
they're awesome. I love them. But I had to make a speech, and I was like, oh, I've never done speeches. Like, and this is like in front of a crowd too as well. And I was like, oh, crap. And I also went first, so it sucked. But I had a little note like on my phone.
Yeah.
Because there was a professor that was like, well, if you're going to do the speech, let's organize your story.
Right.
Because if everybody knows I have ADHD, I'm everywhere. I'll be like talking about
same
random things.
Yeah.
As we are right now.
Yeah.
But it kept me organized, and I just read through it. I kind of forgot that everybody was there, but when I looked up, I saw everybody, and I was like, oh, wow, I did that. But like everybody was so taken back by my story. Like people cried.
Wow.
People were like, okay. It was a personal story like
yours. Yeah.
And I was kind of scared of it, honestly. I had to actually tell my mom ahead of time, because it was there was an incident that happened as a kid, and I told her, I was like, hey, Mom, this is going to be in there. It's part of my painting, and I just want to let you know, like, because I had never told her.
Mm-hmm.
And so she was just like, oh, my God. But I kind of had to pre-warn her for that, because.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty crazy, too. But, yeah, the speech went good.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, you too. I'm like, yeah, you too.
I know. Yeah. It's nerve-wracking. There's, like, an art to public speaking, and people don't understand that. So
yeah,
when I see people up there, yeah, because you have to like capture attention, you have to keep attention, you have to tell a full story in succinct order so you don't lose yourself and so the audience doesn't lose you either. And then also enunciate, don't say don't say like,
yes.
Make eye contact, don't stare at a paper.
Yes, and you have to do the three focal points,
yes.
The center, the two sides.
Yes. Yep.
And while you're talking, it has to rotate. Like,
yes,
yeah.
And I'm a hand talker.
Me too. I'm doing that right now. I'm like, yeah.
I just talk with my hands. And my friend April, she told me, because I did recently I did a public speaking thing. I was on a panel, my first panel ever.
That's
which
exciting.
I was super excited about. Yeah. Yes. And she was like, I did not realize how much you talk with your hands. and I had the mic too, and I was still like
throwing up gang signs.
Yeah, but it's because I can't stay still.
I know, me too. Like, look at, I'm still doing it. And I'm just like, oh, it's hard because I think for me, I have emotion with my hands. So I'm like, I just gotta, I don't know, it's a flow.
Yeah.
That'll be hard to not do that though. Are you not allowed to do that when you public speak?
I think you are, but you have to be more purposeful with your movements. So like if you're holding a mic, you know how like Obama would like, you know, and like some people like, oh, like they gesture rather than like just all over the place.
We're doing this,
and I'm like, here's my hands.
We're
like,
the magical fairies.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know what to do with my hands.
Yeah.
So yeah, just kind of, I don't know.
I'm very proud of you though. That takes. Like I tell you, you're one hell of a woman. Like
Thank
that
you.
Is amazing. All the things that you're doing, and to be part of this beautiful like Latina community. Like, it's so inspiring and uplifting because I don't think that a lot of Latina women think that they can get there because we're so old school traditional. And that's, I think that's so good because you're breaking that cycle out, you know, and it's beautiful. I don't know.
Thank
you. Very inspiring.
Thank you.
Even to the community.
Thank you.
Just around, you know, gotta have that force in women.
Yeah. No, I appreciate that. I appreciate that acknowledgement. I'm very big on just like being who I am. I can't be anybody else. I don't want to be anybody else, but I think people see that because there's so many people, and I'm sure you've met a ton of people too, that kind of put on this like front.
Yeah.
And then you meet them and you're like,
But it makes me sad. Cause I'm like, I thought you were this person.
Yeah. Yeah. And like, I'm the same way with everybody. Like, same way I am with you. I mean, I'm way more weird with you.
Yeah.
But like, because some people like, are like, what are you talking about? But, so I reel it back a little bit. But, you know, compared to other people, but I'm still the same person.
I mean, I don't think I could even hide, like, not being me. Because I, like, it just seems like so much energy to take out of yourself. But also, like, why would you not want to show who you are as a person? Everybody's so beautifully unique.
No, I agree.
You know, it's like, show your real self, be yourself. You don't want to be, my mom would always say, like, don't be a follower, be a leader.
Oh, for sure.
You know, and you got to kind of stick with that to yourself. Like, be yourself and lead to your own path. Don't follow someone else's because yours is different, you know?
Definitely.
That's pretty cool.
That's something I'm working on, though, honestly, this year, is just, like, letting my, like, freak flag freak flag.
We can fry shit. I'm good with that.
Let's fry.
Haven't done that in a minute.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that. You know what I mean? Like, you know, just being more of me and letting more people see more of me. Because it's not that I hide it. I just know some people just don't understand it. And people are so quick to judge, which why the fuck are we judging people to begin with? And I'm already kind of like putting myself out there to be judged, unfortunately. That's just social media.
Just because you're in the public eye so
right.
much.
Yeah. And so people do it all the time. People have always had shit to say. I don't care, but it's just like, okay, well, if you're already judging me and that's me like keeping shit together and being like all, you know,
composed,
right, then imagine when I'm not. But now I'm like, you know what, like, fuck okay. it.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah,
do it.
I'm
they're
just gonna be me.
They're gonna judge you anyway, so do it.
Like, yeah,
that's what I had to tell myself, because there was people like doing really ugly things to me. I was like, they're like even like making sexual profiles about me and stuff. And I was like, what in the world? But I was like, or they'll say ugly things to me. And I'm like, if you have all this energy to come and hate me, like, why?
Right.
Go and do it. Go fix yourself. Like at this point, because you're coming at me for something you're mad at that I'm inspiring or taking out and putting out in the world. But why? Like, you're a grown adult.
Yeah.
Go and fix yourself. That just means you have a lot of healing you need to go through.
Facts. No, they're projecting. And that's why I don't take things so personally, is because so many people project. And there are things about me that bother them for whatever reason. I'm not going to sit here and assume it's an insecurity. It could be, you know, the fact that I am more open than, you know, than they are and they want to be, you know, and I don't know whatever it is. I'm not going to assume what it is. But so they project. And they say things, or they're like passive aggressive, or, you know, whatever. And I'm just like, for what? Like you said, like, you're spending so much energy.
Yeah.
Being negative or
and
being ugly.
Adults. And it's like, really,
no, yeah.
Like, where are you? Should not be doing this. Like, this is like really petty shit.
Yeah.
I had shit like that happen to me in high school and it was stupid. Like,
right. But we're not in high school.
Yeah. Now. Like, exactly.
We're
like,
full grown adults.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's like, you're still doing that shit. Like, grow
I know.
Up.
It's
like,
not it's, cute.
It's not. It's very not. Sad, actually,
yeah.
that someone can spend that much energy hating someone else. Like,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's, I guess that's the reality of being seen and being in the public eye and stuff. You're always, as much as you have the good, you'll have the bad. It's a balance, but
yeah. And when people are like, well, you know, negative attention is still attention, like, I don't want it.
I don't either. I was like, I don't either. I was like, don't bring that on me.
No, y'all can miss me with that shit.
I'm gonna have to put
it.
The evil eye bracelet on.
Literally,
like, don't touch me.
I have it also. I got like here. I got
my
it, like,
ankle.
I have
like,
one
so,
too.
Yeah, I was like,
yes.
Yep. Doesn't come off.
Head to toe. Because you know, gotta
yeah,
be covered.
It's ugly that people like, unfortunately, it's out there and you still have to protect yourself. Like, I believe in that, just kind of guarding yourself and having your protection around you, because, yeah, it's, people are mean, people are ugly.
Yeah. And I'm working on that too. And I want to know what you're working on this year, but, like, I'm working on peace. It's like 2024, like 2023, it was like, everyone's like, oh, that was your Jordan year. Like, you know, you were out here doing fucking everything. You were winning, 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 winning. And I'm like, cool, thanks. I was just hitting goals that I've been working on for a really long time. Yeah. That's what it was. It just all happened in 1 year, which is amazing. It was fantastic. And it was hard at the same time.
Like, you're blessed. The universe blessed you and kept blessing you. But you're a beautiful person. So that kind of goes within like a circle, you know, what you put out, you're gonna get in.
Yeah,
not that you're doing it for that reason.
No,
but it's still the law of attraction.
Yes,
you know what I mean.
Yeah,
so that's beautiful.
Yeah, so now this year I'm all about like protecting my peace.
And that's very important to you, because
yeah,
people are ugly to you. They make me want to go and beat them up for you. It's like, I don't like that.
Yeah,
I know. Like,
she
knows.
She's also like my therapist. Yeah, she does my lashes.
Like, and I'm like, very mad.
She's like, okay, so tell me what's going on. Yeah.
But then when I'm around it, I'm like, oh no. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. It's a, so, for me, I am working on being seen.
Good.
I think, you know, I know, you know, this was a one for me. I'm still having trouble. Like, I'm learning, but I think I'm really going to focus on it this year. Just not, I guess, caring what my family thinks, you know, that's a tough one for me, because we're so like traditional, old school Mexican family. So I'm just kind of like letting my freak flag fly very, very slowly, because I'm like, oh, okay, I'm tippy-toeing on it right now. But I think I'm going to allow myself more to just let that happen, because I think I was so scared of it being looking like I was selfish or a bad mom. And I know I'm not, but you know what I mean? Like, it was just kind of like all these different, I guess, aspects that people were putting on me, and it kind of shielded me and put me down.
Yeah.
And so I'm kind of working on that, because I used to get in trouble for getting attention. And I was like, I still feel like some part of me is like that kid. I need to feel that kid part of me.
Yeah.
To like, it's okay to be seen now as an adult. But
yes.
Yeah. A lot of.
So happy for you. A
lot of healing.
Yes.
Thank you. I'm happy for you.
You're in your healing girl era.
I have been.
I know. But like, I love it though. Different. This is the transition.
Yeah. It's like, okay, we're already healed.
Yes.
Like, healed from what I needed to heal from that part of the process. And now it's like a different process. And it's
same.
Just, but it's growth. You know, like you were saying, you get blessed with all these blessings coming in from like beautiful opportunities. And it's like, wow, I'm really getting there. And it's just like, you know, I guess it's like the law, you know, like I was saying, law of attraction.
Yeah.
I only had a little bit of that. I'm so sad. Very sad. Sorry.
No. I just, you know, it's, No, you're good. So we're actually going to get into this.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. Like, okay.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm going to scoot up a little bit. I'm going to move this. Okay. And again, I've never played a game before.
I love being her first, by the way, again.
You are. You're my first. Okay, so the game is called What the Fuck. And it's basically Never Have I Ever. Just card form. So I'll let you go first.
Oh, okay.
So for people that don't know, she's going to say something.
Number eight.
And then if you have done it, you drink.
Okay, I never have rubbed my genitals again. A banister while straddling it. What the frick is a banister?
Like, with, like the on the staircase, like the rail to go down
while straddling it. I feel like I have. Okay, so I drink.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. I drink.
Well, we're off to a good start. All right,
that was a good one.
Interesting. All right, let's see. What is that? Six. Ew, I've never farted in someone's face.
Okay.
Are you gonna drink?
No, I want to hear what you're gonna do.
No, I haven't.
I haven't either. I was like, I don't think I would do that. I don't let anybody hear me fart. Like,
no, same.
Okay. We don't drink. We drink to that?
No, only if you've done it.
Okay, now then I don't drink. Okay.
Okay, so go ahead.
Oh, it's me again.
Yeah.
Sorry. Number two.
So random.
I never have engaged in a three-way. I have not.
You have not?
I have not.
Oh, okay.
Then you don't drink. Go on, girl.
Welp. We're learning about each other.
Good.
Yeah, feel free to expand on anything you want to, by the way. I will not, but
yeah, I'm okay. I was like,
I've never had a sex dream about a coworker. Yeah, I feel like we all have.
Have I had a sex dream about a coworker?
We all have.
I haven't.
No,
I haven't. No.
Do you only work with girls? Well, that doesn't matter.
I mean, no, I worked with guys before, but I remember this guy told me he had a dream about me when we worked together at Lash, Amazing Lash, and I was like, oh,
interesting.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
It was interesting. I was like, we're all right. Number eight. I keep getting eight. This is exciting. I'm going to have to look this up later.
Yeah.
I never have accidentally got turned on while wrestling with a friend. No, I have.
Yeah, same.
I love that shit.
That's why we don't wrestle.
Exactly.
All right. What is that? Seven?
Seven.
All right. I've never have peeped into a bathroom with a door that wasn't completely shut. Public stall doors count.
Wasn't completely shut?
Yeah. So like if someone was in there, right? Like
open?
I mean, I not
guess by accident.
Yeah, no, not to be not, like dirty.
Yeah.
Just because it's there.
I don't even want
to
be in there. Like,
yeah, true.
Yeah, I was like, those suck.
Okay, next.
Seven. I never have fondled myself. Why do I keep getting that? What's going on? Okay. I never have fondled myself under the blankets while another person slept close by. I have.
Like a spouse or just, I mean, not a friend.
Is it a spouse?
I would assume, well, it said someone, right? Yeah. Okay.
I mean, yeah, sure. Whatever, I have.
Yeah, drink to that.
Uh-huh. Once you get going, you get going.
And then I'm like, hey, wake up.
Yeah.
What is that?
Oh, you got a number eight.
I did. I never have closely examined a used tampon.
I never have closely examined. I have not done that.
I have
not. That sounds nasty. I was like, oh.
Not closely, no.
Ew.
Or not even examined, really. I'm just like, it's in or it's out.
Yeah. I was like, I wouldn't want to examine that. I'd be like, oh, okay.
These things are weird. Okay.
Number five.
Yeah.
I never have mooed at another human being.
Mood?
Oh, I've mooed, but not being mean mood. Like, I will go and, like, moo, like, up, like my kids or Eddie or something. Like, I would have been like, moo. Like,
really?
Well, because I would tell them a story about when I was in Mexico.
Uh-huh.
My family has, like, a ranch, and we were in the back of the pickup truck, and it was dark. And I felt something breathing on me, but all I heard was moo, and I was like, ah! But, like, I told them that story, so, like, I'll tell them how it sounds. I like to make animal noises, though, too.
Oh, you should make some.
Mm. What do you want to What do you want to hear?
Whatever you want to give me.
Oh, God. There's so many. I'll give you I'll give you one later. Let me think of one.
Okay. Are you, like, really good at them?
No.
Oh. I love this.
Number eight.
Oh. I never have swallowed.
Oh. It's like, oh, okay, we're good. Oh, wait, that's a yes, right?
Yes.
Oh, okay, never mind.
We're all adults, right?
We were just talking about this.
Yeah, we were. There's like a whole can here.
Number four.
Good Lord. All right.
I know, you poured yours to the top. I was like,
I always
flowing
do.
As I was going. I never have thought I looked too fat in sexy underpants. I never have thought I looked too fat in sexy underpants. No, I've thought that. Like, it's asking if you looked fat, if you ever thought you looked fat.
In, oh.
Like, sexy clothes.
I feel like we all have.
I was like, yeah.
All right. Let's see. We're going to need a story for this next one. For me or you. Let's see. I never have sniffed something that I thought would make me a little loopy.
Wait, what? Oh, say this again. Hold on. You don't want to hear my story.
I never have sniffed something that I thought would make me a little loopy. No. Okay.
Wait. Yeah, okay. I mean, say no to drugs. That's all I can say. Like, sorry.
That's why we're in DARE, guys.
Yeah. Yeah. I
don't think I could say that story.
Yeah.
We'll just roll off the story of this one. Number four.
All right.
I never have posted nude photos of myself.
Posted? No.
No. Yeah. You're going to have to do a story for the next one.
Yeah, I guess. Well, I'm not nude. You got to pay for that. I'm just kidding. I never have snapped someone else's bra strap. Like when you pull this? It?
Yeah, I've done that.
Yeah.
I was like, that's normal.
Yeah. I don't really have a story for that. Yeah, not like, really. No,
it's just a girl thing.
I know. It is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like hard.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know, Natasha. Not super hard.
I never have squirted something on myself while aroused.
Like food products?
Are we talking like, well, it says something. So I have squirted something on myself, but it was like the like sex products and stuff. I don't know. Is it supposed to be food?
I mean, I've done food.
I'm like, I've done sexual stuff.
I guess I'll drink to that.
Yeah.
What's the weirdest thing you've ever put on your body during sex?
The weirdest thing?
Yeah. Or weirdest thing you've ever had somebody like either drink off of you or like lick off of you?
My blood. I don't know. That was pretty gross.
That escalated quickly.
Yeah. That was by accident, but yeah.
How the fuck is that by accident? Now we need a story.
Oh God. Okay. He was down there. And I started my period while he was down there. And he came up and his like whole face, like he was smiling, but he had long hair, so I couldn't tell anything. And like he was just like smiling. He had like blood on his tongue. Stop. And I was like, "What the hell did you do to me?" And he was like, "What?" And I was like, "You have blood all over your face. Like, what's going on?" And I was scared. I thought he like did something. Yeah. You know, I was still new to it. And we looked, and I was just like, "Oh, I started my period while you were in there." But he was going
ham
hard on that shit. I was like, "Oh Lord."
He earned his red wings.
He earned his red tongue.
Hey.
I was like, oh my God.
Interesting.
Was that not allowed to say?
No, you can say whatever you want.
I was like, is it my turn?
I don't know. Did you just go? What was it?
Oh, yeah. No, it's your turn.
Okay.
I was a squirter. Squirting one.
Yeah. All right. I never have had a problem with head lice.
I've never had
I think in, like, first grade, like, all, like, everybody got it.
I didn't.
Like, somebody came to school. No, in my class. Like, somebody came to school and, like, everybody got it. But I didn't have to, like, cut my hair or anything. Magnet. Oh.
When she was little. She had real pretty, like, hair. I think mine was just crazy. Like, I don't think anything would want to stay in that hair.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I have not done that.
Yeah, not since then, thank God.
I know. I was like, let me knock on it, too. Cause I was like,
Or, like, not with my kids, either.
Oh, yeah, no, neither have I. But I used to hate when there was, like, dirty little kids in the classroom. Because I would freak out. I'd be like, don't touch that kid.
Anytime my kids ever, like, scratched, I'm like, oh, God. I'm like, is it time? Like, I'm not ready for that.
There's actually a tea tree shampoo that you can use to prevent it.
Interesting.
Yeah. I'm all about essential oils. I love it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite essential oil?
Jasmine.
Ooh.
I love jasmine. I make, oh, that's a body oil I was telling you about. I make it with like jasmine.
I need it,
like,
ma'am.
Yeah. Everybody wants to buy that one. It's pretty good. I will get it to
you. Thank you.
Because it smells like perfume.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. It's real pretty. It's like essential.
I love amber.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm really feeling it.
That one's a pretty smell too.
And I get a lot of compliments when I wear it because I mix it.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, and people are like,
that's sexy.
Like, what are you wearing?
Yeah. You're like, Amber.
Wouldn't you like to know? No, I'm just kidding. Oh, wait, is it my turn? No. No.
No. Oh, that's my
turn. No, sorry, it's your turn. Bad.
I was thinking about essential oils now.
Yeah.
I never had a premature orgasm. Never had a premature orgasm. What the fuck is that?
Like, how guys, like, guys, when they like finish too fast, like premature.
Oh
yeah.
I don't know. Maybe.
Really?
I'm like, I want to say. No, I'm not too sure. We'll pass that one.
Yeah.
I'll think about it.
Girls do. If they do, if you're one of them, message me. I've never flung animal dung at someone.
Ew.
That's gross.
What?
No, I haven't. That's intense.
That's a weird one.
I never have discovered poop in a sandbox.
No.
Are we talking about like animals or kids?
I don't think it matters. I think poop is poop.
I saw poop in a sandbox
before. Ew. Mm-hmm.
It was a dog poop.
Ew.
Yeah. I mean, I guess, you know, it was weird.
Sure.
Oh.
Uh-huh. Ugh, that would gross me out.
Mm-hmm. It was.
Eight again?
Dang, yeah.
Look at me getting all these. I never have watched a movie starring Tori Spelling. This is so random.
Tori Spelling. Oh, Beverly Hills.
Yeah. Girl. Yes, I have.
I have not.
What?
No. I stick to certain movies.
Okay.
What was the movie? I'm kind of curious.
I don't remember now. I just know I've seen Tori Spelling in a bunch of shit. I mean, not lately.
Number six. I never have parked a car on someone's lawn.
Oh.
Have I? Have you?
I don't think so.
Oh, I have. But it's like a property.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's like.
Let's see. All right, I got six. I never have dreamt or fantasized about what I would look like if I were the opposite gender.
Wait, say that again.
I never have dreamt or fantasized about what I would look like if I were the opposite gender.
Oh, no, I have.
Have you?
I feel like I would be a good guy.
I mean, I've thought about it. I feel like God made me a woman for a reason.
Me too, because yeah. I would get everybody pregnant. Like, I know myself. I would get everybody pregnant, and then I would like take off in my motorcycle. I'd be one of those guys.
Bye.
Be like, you were hot.
Yeah.
Have thanks. My baby later.
Thanks for the fun time.
Such an asshole. Just kind
of butch- yeah. See, I feel like I would be.
Mm-hmm.
I would. Yeah. I'd be like, hey, what's up?
Girls are so beautiful. Like, how can you not it's appreciate true. Them? You know, like, yeah. That's yeah. why. Yeah, God.
As a girl, better. I appreciate girls.
Me too.
So like. I can't imagine if I was a guy.
Yeah, I know.
I feel like I would definitely, like...
I'd tear some shit up.
I'd be a fuckboy.
Mm-hmm, me too.
Mm-hmm.
Very happily, too. Like, I'd be like, sorry, girl, I gotta go.
Yeah. Well, that was fun. Get out. Thank you. Yeah. Seven. I never have created a fake online profile. Nope.
No, neither have I. That's ugly.
Yeah.
I didn't know I'd done that.
I don't see for what.
That's actually, like, a hurtful thing.
Is
like
it?
I had people be really ugly to me with like fake profiles.
Oh.
Yeah. That was mean. Yeah.
Because they don't like, if you want something, like if you have something to say, like just say it.
Mm-hmm.
But say it to my face. Like keep that same energy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like don't make a fake profile and say something stupid. Like
it was actually like a group of girls that did that.
Really?
Yeah. That was pretty fucked up.
That's
like,
shitty.
That's why I was like, oh. But people deal with that, I guess. That was all sad.
That's shitty.
I know. It's unhealthy, actually.
For sure.
I never have pretended to be... What? I never have pretended to be a mating animal. Oh, doggy style counts. Cheers. Cheers to that one.
Running out. All right. Eight again. I never have spit on someone I was mad at. No.
What?
That's intense. That's wow. Like a whole nother level of disrespect.
That's very sad.
Yeah.
Like you're mad and then you go and spit on them?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I've seen it, but I've never done it. It's never happened to me.
I heard spitting was like cursing someone. Like it's very bad to do.
Well, you know, spitting in somebody's mouth during sex is like creating this like bond.
Oh, like blood magic?
Yeah.
Mm. Sex magic. That's another part of sex magic.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. Have you done that?
What?
Spit in spit in someone's... I'm just curious. Like, how did you do it? Are you just like...
I mean, yeah.
You, like, just spit in their mouth.
Well, no, like, heat of the moment. Like, you're in it, and then it's like...
Just like...
Open your mouth.
Oh, yeah.
That's so hot. You have no idea.
Oh, you see, you got it.
I need to drink or smoke a cigarette.
Drink to that. I got something new to try.
The spit, okay.
Yeah, but like, grab their throat and just be like, open your
mouth. Oh, shut up. That sounds mouth. So fun, though. Yeah. I will try this.
Oh, but be careful. Be careful who you try it on.
That's true. I'll wait.
Because then you're bonded and like, then they get all weird.
I don't want to bond with anybody right now. I'm cool.
Don't do it.
We'll keep it classy. You know, yeah. Spitting until I find the one.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
I got you.
But let me know if you're ever like...
I'll spit in your mouth.
I got you.
I got you. I'll bond with you. I'm just going to drink rose. I will drink to that.
All right.
Yep. If there was a mouth, I'd spit in. It'd be yours.
Thank you, friend.
You're welcome.
We'll be right back. No.
We gotta go spit. my turn, your turn?
Now I'm blushing. Go ahead. Yes.
You can. I was flirting with you earlier, girl. We do that.
Three.
Number eight? No, number.
Oh. No, eight.
No, yeah. Okay. I never have been handcuffed.
Both.
I was like, both ways.
Just learning a lot right now.
It was fucked up. It was a fucked up time.
That was a fun time for me.
Well, I had both. So I was like, you know.
Oh, like bad handcuffs?
Yeah, like gel handcuffs.
Like popo. Yep. Oh, yeah, no. Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah, I was like, let
mine
me
mine were fun handcuffs.
I had both, though. It was fun, too.
I never have chopped wood.
Wait, what?
That's so random. Is that like...
What type of wood are you talking?
That's what I'm saying. Like, is that an innuendo?
I have never chopped wood.
Guylon, is that an innuendo? I've never chopped wood. He goes, huh? I don't know what that means, so then no, I guess. Like, actual wood, no.
Yeah, I don't know.
I feel like it's not that... I don't know. Anyway, go ahead.
I don't understand. I'm trying to figure that one out.
No, Nintendo.
Number five. I never have thrown food at a lover.
Thrown food?
Thrown food.
Like playfully?
No, I've thrown food before.
Yeah. Like mad?
Yeah.
She.
Do I drink it?
Yeah.
Yes? Oh, okay. Yeah.
Dang. Oh. Tell me.
Dude, I threw my nachos. I was so sad.
It was why?
Oh, that would say toxic relationships.
Yeah.
I'll say that. I was young and wasn't in a good situation at that moment.
Was it Rico's cheese? Because you can't waste that.
No, it was like Taco Cabana nachos. That was pretty
sad. Oh, that's okay.
They're loaded. They're good.
You know the whole thing? Brand new?
Yeah. Like I threw the freaking, like the plate just like that way. Was it at him or was it at the closet? I remember it hitting the closet. I'm not too sure. But I know it was going towards someone.
What the hell?
Mm-hmm.
What did he do? No? Okay. That's okay.
Ugly. Ugly okay. Shit, girl.
And all you did was throw nachos?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think that's all I could do. I didn't know what to do. I was just kind of like, you asshole. I'm kind of threw it that way.
That sucks.
Yeah, I know. I wasted good nachos.
I'm sorry, friend.
It's all right. It is what it is. You know, you learn.
Yeah.
I had to clean it up the next day, though. I remember that.
Fuck no. I would have been like,
horrible.
You clean this shit up. Oh, no. Even though I threw it at you, you clean it up.
You know, and I didn't even... That's so crazy that I did that, because that's, like, something I wouldn't do, but you're in that moment, you know, and you don't know what the fuck to do. I don't throw shit anymore, though.
That's why, and, like, just, like, not to, like, bring, like, the mood down, but, like, people that are in these situations or in these relationships and they're doing shit like this, like... That's not cute. That doesn't mean you love them. That doesn't mean they love you. Like, it's truly toxic.
It's hurtful.
Yeah.
It is like, a hurtful situation.
Relationships should not be that way. Mm-mm. At all. I mean, are you going to have disagreements? Absolutely.
But there's different ways.
Right.
But
not to hurt each other.
Young and dumb, I will say. But even now, I think what I would like to change for, like, the younger generation is be young but smart. Like, be healthy about it.
Yeah.
Don't put yourself in these situations because there's people that are now ending like up dead for it, and it's so sad.
I know.
You know what I mean? It's like you could have gotten away from that, but you didn't know any better. And I was one of those people, like, didn't know any better at the time.
But I think a lot of people don't know their worth either. And so that's what it is too. And in these toxic relationships, they're typically people who are narcissistic and manipulative. And so they can say like, oh, you're nothing without me.
who's going to want you? Nobody's going to want you.
Who's going to take care of you?
Right. Yeah,
you can't go out by yourself. You can't take care of yourself.
And you have kids, like, oh, you think somebody's going to want a single mom? Yes, they do.
Mm-hmm. Or they'll be like, you come with baggage or stuff like that.
No, it's kids aren't baggage. Trauma is baggage. Like, unresolved trauma is baggage, not kids.
And it's sad. It's very sad. Just like, yeah, I remember just like being like, just go to therapy.
Yeah.
You know, like therapy works. But if someone doesn't want to get help, then you can't.
Yeah.
You can't help them. But you can help yourself.
Yes.
And you can learn to move forward and to take care of yourself by any means. Like, that's very good of you to do. Just move forward. Yeah.
And it's like hard. Separate yourself from that situation, from that person. And whether you think you like them or love them, whatever, like, I promise you there's going to be somebody else. That is going to actually reciprocate that.
The energy. What you give, you get, you know.
Yes, that love and respect and you know, people that don't, like, goodbye.
But it's not easy, though.
No, yeah. No. It's really hard.
It is. And some people don't ever get out of that because it's a comfort thing. They stay stuck with being safe, being comforted, and, like, oh, I can make it work. He'll change.
No.
That's a big line.
No, he won't, and no, she won't. Not with you in the picture, not without some kind of immense change, like therapy, or, you know, if it's substances, like, they need to cut back or stop. Without those changes, they'll never change. And they might never change even after that.
And even if they do change, they'll be like, oh, I'm changing, and it's like 3 days later, it's already back to the same pinche cosas that they're doing. Yep. And it's like, what?
You can keep that shit.
Feel better, ladies.
Ladies and men.
Because men also go through some crazy shit. Yeah.
Yes.
Y'all do better out there. You're not worth that stuff.
And men, like, talk about it more. Be more open about it.
Men are, you know, and that's pretty sad. I feel so sad when they'll tell me their stories, because I'm just like, oh my God, you deserved so much better. Like, I'm sorry that woman hurt you, because you're not worth that. Like, you're not worth someone hurting. Like, no one is. No one's worth getting hurt over. Like, it's so ugly, because there's really ugly people out there that want to damage people on purpose.
Yeah. What kills me is, of course, women, but the men that are jaded. The men that have been hurt and torn down and cheated on and lied to and, you know, like, dwindled down to this, like, little person, and, like, you're not that.
And you can really see that in them.
Yes.
And it's sad, because they don't even know their own worth, but they'll question you.
Oh.
They'll be like, oh, you're out here getting attention. You're out here doing this. But it's like, what? Like, I'm just a person. Like, shit, I'm doing me.
But right.
Yeah, it's very sad. And it's sad to see them like that, and how they get so self-destructive, too. They'll be, like, turning into addictions, alcohol. And it's just like, you're so much better than that.
Or turning into, like, a fuckboy.
Oh, yeah.
And, like,
that's part of the whole
thing. It just, right, but, like, it doesn't need to be that way. Or, like, women turning into, like, oh, I'm just going to be a bitch to every man because every man wants the same thing.
Or they're going to hurt them.
Right.
Like, or use them.
Right, and no, they don't. And I think if people would take a step back and stop thinking about the opposite sex that way, or when they go into dating, have this preconceived notion that they're going to be hurt and they're going to be manipulated and abused and it's going to be toxic, like, stop thinking that way. Are there a lot of people who are shitty? Yes. But not everybody is. Not every man is terrible, and not every woman is terrible.
No.
So give yourself a chance, and give that person a chance, and, like, let them, like, be vulnerable. You be vulnerable. Let that person be vulnerable. And then if it doesn't work, it doesn't work.
But when you're ready.
True.
You have to, there's a lot of, what I've noticed is, like, women will come out of relationships, and men, and they will, like, jump into the next one so fast.
Don't do that.
But it's so sad, because it's like, you need to heal. You have to. You have to spend some time alone for yourself and really understand you first. Love you first. Because in order to love someone, you need to love yourself first.
Absolutely.
And I think that's where a lot of people kind of go wrong, because they repeat these cycles over and over again. Or they'll go back to their ex because they're so scared of the, like, they like the comfort. They'll be like, oh, he's safe. You know, like, I can go back to him because I'm comfortable with him.
No.
Or I, like, don't want to go and sleep with anybody else. I'm going to sleep with him.
No. Like, you can have a favorite meal, and when you throw it away, do you go back in the trash can and dig for it? Mm-mm. No. You leave it alone, and then you go get your meal another time at another date.
But, like, it's having that strength to do that.
I get it.
Yeah.
But that's a evolving or like revolving like toxicity mm-hmm. amongst yourself. And I think it's hard for people to realize like, oh shit, I'm being toxic. Mm-hmm. Because I do keep going back to my ex because it's comfortable. Stop going back to what's fucking comfortable.
When you do stuff like that, like when you know you're being in this long-ass relationship, you know that it's toxic and you want to stay in it, you have to take responsibility for that because you already know mm-hmm. that that person is toxic. Mm-hmm. You already know that that situation is not good, but you're still staying in it. Mm-hmm. So that's where you have to take responsibility. And then if you were going back to that person, you still have to take accountability for that because you're still returning to there. You're healing, but you're still returning to this messiness, you know? And it's like, yeah, you have to let that go to fully move forward.
Yep.
A big thing that I say, it'll be like, just keep moving forward. Like what has been behind us is behind us. What is supposed to come forward will, but keep moving forward. Like don't look back because right. that's where it's the hardest, you know, mm-hmm. and you just kind of have to put that boundary up.
Yeah. Yeah. Boundaries are so important.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But that's a difficult journey. That's a whole like conversation there. Like
I'm working on that. I'm working on that. I'm like not just setting them, but like sticking in that.
Yes.
Like, no, not only did I set it, but I said what the fuck I said.
But you know what? I think people are like so kind-hearted to where we're like, oh, like I feel for that person. They're hurting right now. Like, let me go mm-hmm. this way. Or you're like, oh, but I still care for them. It's the kindness that kind of turns into like this, like, I guess you revert back to that person for that reason too as well.
I agree. But again, like what I'm working on is loving people from afar.
Mm-hmm.
Because I care about you, I love you, but I can't continue to let my boundaries be crossed mm-hmm. because you're not ready.
Yep. And you have to keep your peace because mm-hmm. if you don't, you're hurting yourself.
Yeah.
Like you need to take care of you first.
Yeah.
People get that mistaken though because they think it's very selfish. Mm-hmm. I remember like moms would tell me like, oh, I want to get my services done by you, but like, I want to save my money for my kids, or I want to, like, I don't feel that I can do that. Like, I feel guilty doing it, and I'm like, why? And I kind of understood them, though, because it took me a minute to understand that. It only was until, like, I went and got, like, my first Brazilian wax, I'll say that, I had to get it done. Like, it was for training.
Mm-hmm.
That was a whole crazy story. But leaving that experience, I felt so good about myself. I felt so happy. And I realized, like, being happy like that made me a happier mom for my kids.
Yes.
Like taking care of yourself makes you better, and you're the root of your kids, so you have to take care of yourself in order to go and take care of others.
Yeah.
And that's a big one that I think women are still learning.
No, for
or
sure.
Even men yeah. too. Men deserve to take care of themselves as well.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, I agree. Like you have to feel your best and be your best to be the best mm-hmm. for the people around you.
But it's a whole process.
Yes.
And the first step is realizing it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But also like getting out of that selfish mentality, and also yes and no, because I think it's okay to be selfish.
Mm-hmm.
It's not okay to be ugly, but it's okay to be, to put yourself first.
Yeah. Healthy. Like,
yes.
Yes. Healthy way. Yeah.
Because if you're a mom, a dad, or whatever, like you're putting everybody else before you. So when are you going to learn to put yourself first?
Even being married, you want to be the perfect wife, the perfect everything. And you're like giving and giving and giving, but you're forgetting to give to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That was something I did too. And that took me a long time to understand.
Yeah.
That I was like, oh, I have to give a little bit to myself too, because they're my, like I kind of see it as a tree, right? Like you're the roots. And they're my little limbs hanging out. Like, I need to take care of them. Mm-hmm. But in order to take care of them, I need to be grounded and okay for them.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I hope everybody out there gets grounded and take care of yourself, because it's important.
Yeah, definitely.
It's very important.
Definitely. All right, let's do a couple more of these, and then we can wrap up.
I like your Capricorn necklace. I was just looking at it right
Thank
now.
You.
I was like, that's so cool. Love it.
Yeah, I got it from a girl cat for my birthday. Thank you.
But yes, we'll wrap it up.
Okay. No, but I love that. I love this conversation.
Like, me too. We went everywhere, didn't yeah, we? Like,
I love it.
It flowed so naturally.
I'm here for it.
Oh, I can't drink it. Sorry.
Ew, that's gross. Let me roll again because that's weird. I never have seen photos or a video of one of my surgeries.
I've seen videos or photos of it?
Yeah.
Photos. Does an x-ray count?
No, it's not surgery.
Oh, never mind then. Yeah.
I was like, never mind. I've definitely seen x-rays. I was
like, I've seen
yeah.
my photo book for it. Let me just do one. Number five.
I never have squashed a bug to see what color its guts are.
No.
That's sad. Like,
that's what? Intense.
Wow.
I know.
Has anybody done that?
Probably. If you have, let me know.
Yeah, I want to know too on that one.
What the fuck? I never have handled a used tampon receptacle.
Handled?
I mean, I think technically, but as a nurse.
Oh, okay.
Like,
no.
Like biohazard stuff.
Yeah,
but
I could understand
stuff.
That. Yeah, yeah, with you.
Yeah.
No.
But no, that's weird.
I'm all like,
these are weird.
Like, I was like, what? Why would people want to mess with that at all?
It's gross.
I never have fooled around with a teacher.
No.
I'm saying no too. I'm going to say no on that one for sure right now.
Let's see. Almost, but no.
Yeah.
I never have fed a peanut to an elephant.
Oh, but I would like to.
I think I have when I was like little.
I love elephants. They're so magical.
They really
are. They're
beautiful. They are.
I wish I fed a peanut to an elephant. Number three. I never have peed on an electric fence.
What? Why
would you do that? I would like to do that. That sounds fun. What? What do you mean? You'll get zapped. Like, that'll be so fun. Can you imagine, like, squatting? It's like just, no, that'd be cool.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
That's a no for me, dog.
I want to try that one day.
Well, all right. That was the last we heard of Missy.
She'll die by an electrical fence. Oh, that's fucked up.
I never have cheated at a board game. Probably. Monopoly's a long game.
I have not. I wouldn't even know. Like, I'd be like,
yeah.
I lose concentration when I'm playing long board games, though. I never have fallen asleep while receiving oral sex. You have? I'm good. I was like, yeah. Love that stuff.
I mean, me too, but.
But it was so good, it put you to sleep. His tongue was your NyQuil.
Your girl's sleepy, okay?
I'm real busy. I mean, I've done something where I like blacked out, but
no,
not that
I've
one.
Fully fallen asleep. Anyway, that
that's
was
cute.
A,
I was like, that's a cute one.
Yeah, that's a whole nother story.
I'm gonna have to hear about this one later.
I never have licked a frozen pole. No,
I have.
Have you?
I have.
How did that go?
You get it a little stuck. I've also put my face in like frozen water, like it was really cold. Don't ask me why. I was dumb. I was a dumb kid.
No, so that's like an immediate reset. It's like if you're ever hungover, put your face in an ice.
I've heard that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like ice bath.
You know, ice water is actually good for your skin as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's very good for you.
All right. A couple more. I think we're almost out of drinks anyway. I never have put lipstick on a part of my body other than my lips.
I have.
What?
Like, but it was like right here, like, you know, like cute.
Oh,
not okay. Nothing. I mean, I'm not going to be able to walk into, I'm not Marilyn Manson, girl.
I have been.
I never have watched a porn movie and seen someone who kind of looked like me.
I don't think so.
I haven't seen anybody like me. On porns. It's like on porn. Nope.
Me either. I never have had a bug bite. Oh, hold on. I've never had a bug bite me in my crotch or anal region.
Oh, shit.
No, I have not either.
Knock on wood. Damn. That sounds really intense.
Yeah.
Fuck.
No.
Yeah. I was just watching Jackass yesterday where, like, all the bees.
Mm-mm.
They put, you know, it puts him on his crotch and like he's just like waving it. Oh, that was horrible.
Mm-mm.
Number three. I never have been at a sleazy nightclub until closing.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, yes, I have. Several. I shut that shit down.
It was a fun time.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
OK. gotta pour my
dang
own.
Like, okay,
I'll sip it fast.
We're gonna go,
but my bottle's bigger.
It's true. I never have had a dream about having sex with someone elderly. No.
Ew. Wait, how elderly? Like, you mean like a hot old man, or are you talking about like elderly?
Like, I mean, elderly is like anybody over the age of like 64 or 65. So,
oh, I don't know.
It's a no for me.
Yeah. You're passing the limit on there with me. Unless it's Ozzy. I don't know how old Ozzy is, but
he's definitely older than that.
He's older than that?
I believe so.
Oh. Wait, is it a daydream?
No. I love Ozzy. I'll take him.
Okay, then no. Oh, wait.
Oh, yeah.
Number one. This is a real weird one, right?
Oh, okay.
No, I mean, like, this conversation. Oh. I'm like,
yeah. I was like, oh, shit.
Oh, maybe. I never have been naked and not given a damn who saw me. Oh.
Yes.
I'm good with that.
You know, we're all born naked.
The body is the body.
It's true. I never have compared my naked body to naked bodies at a gym or locker room. I don't think I've ever been naked at a gym.
No.
Yeah.
Neither have I.
Yeah.
We'll pass on that one.
Yeah.
Did they see other people naked is the question. Like, wait, what? I'm still thinking about that one.
We're almost done, guys.
I never have accidentally pooped a little while sitting at a desk at work.
What?
What? I guess it's like a, is that like a shart or what?
I guess.
Nah, I haven't done that.
I haven't either. Thank God.
That'd be sad.
Man.
What would you do after that?
Oh my God. Other than have like a panic attack, I'd like run to my car.
I'd go home.
Yeah. I would be like, look, I would tell my boss, like, I don't know.
I don't even think I would see them. I'd be like, I'll text them. I'd be like, this happened.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
All right. I never have licked an inanimate object. Yes.
A what? Inanimate object?
Yeah.
No. Oh. Like to lick stuff. It's fun. Sorry. I was like, we'll continue. Number eight. I never have switched underwear with someone.
Haven't.
No.
Underwear is intense. Bras maybe, but not chunnies.
I mean, I put on guys' boxers, but not, they wouldn't switch with me.
Oh yeah. Oh wait. No, yeah, no. Clothes I have. That was a whole nother thing. No, that's stupid. I need these to be better. What is that? Six?
Yeah, six.
No. These are all stupid. Hold on.
You have a dumb card.
I do. I never have woken up naked and not known why.
That one, yeah.
Why, how, where, yeah.
Yeah. You'd be like, how the fuck did I get all right, here?
We'll do last card. Go ahead.
Number two. I never have worn revealing underwear.
Come on now.
I'm wearing one right now.
Same. All right. Yeah. All right. Well,
that was a good one.
Yeah. Okay. Well, this is interesting. Thank you so much for being on my show.
Yeah.
It's been great.
Thank you, Natasha, for having me.
Of course.
I loved it. I loved this first experience with you.
You're welcome anytime. This has been my best first.
Yeah, I liked it. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's fun.
I mean, I learned a lot.
Same.
And that's because we already have deep conversations, it's but this true. Is another level.
It's true. I'm
gonna play this game again.
I like it.
Mm-hmm, me too.
And it's the first time I ever played it too. I literally had to like rip it out of the box.
I love it.
Yeah,
it's a good one.
Yeah. Okay, so how do people find you?
They can find me on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, I guess, but I'm not really posting on TikTok, but yeah, find me there. Enjoy my weirdness.
Yes.
Yeah. Whatever.
And what services do you offer so that way people can book with you?
I do eyelash extensions, lash tints, lash lifts, brow tinting, brow waxing, body waxing. I also do facials of all sorts. And I'll be getting to do actually like med spa services soon. So I'm like really excited.
Yes.
Thank you, Natasha.
Got you.
And then I'll be learning Botox and lasers, like laser removal and stuff like that very soon too as well. So I'm pretty excited. Nice. Actually, to the people who want to follow me because it's just going to be a whole new journey coming in this year. It's going to be awesome. I'm excited.
I love that.
Yeah.
Me too. All right. And do you want to talk about?
Oh, my yoga?
No. Well, that too, but also like what you'll be doing 2024, like with like running.
Oh, I was like, what are we talking about?
Yeah.
Yes, I will be running in 2024 for the Riverwalk Royalty, like my girl over here.
Yes, for 2025.
Yeah,
yes.
For 2025, it'll be an awesome time.
Yes.
I'm in the right headspace.
Yes.
It'll be fun. Yeah. And it'll be actually awesome because you're raising money for charity and it's for Alamo Colleges and UTSA. But I really like the fact that it's for the colleges that I attend to. And I think that's so awesome because, you know, to people like me, that's a big help. It's amazing. Like having a scholarship, it just helps so much because I pay for college and that alone. Like I think I got a fall semester scholarship.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, that helps so much.
Like, oh, yeah.
It's so awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I was like, I really do want to work hard for that. Help my community out and stuff.
Awesome.
Yeah. I hope to be a good platform. I mean, a weird platform, but it's going to be fun.
I love it. I love it. It's going to be great, but weird.
Yes.
And that's what life is about.
It is.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate you being on here with me and being super weird with me.
You know, we were going to go there. I was like, I loved it.
Yeah.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
And day drinking with me. I don't do that.
I don't either.
It was fun.
Kind of like, yeah.
I'm good. We're giggly.
Yes. But thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Love you so much. You know that I'm going to support you.
I know you're the best.
For the rest of my life.
Ditto me too. Yes. Like always. You got me. You always have, I always have your back.
Yes.
Yeah.
I got you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, guys. Well, thank you so much for tuning in. I hope this was like weird enough that you got some entertainment out of it. I know I did. I know Guylon did too. He never chimes in and he got up out his seat and opened the door and had to say something. So, yes. So thank you so much to Vapa Media for housing and producing, to Latino Podcast Network for having me in your network. Guys, go like, share, follow, subscribe on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, all of that. It's going to be everywhere. Weird as hell. It's just going to be everywhere. So,
love it.
Yeah.
Let the world know.
Yes.
Let our freak flag show.
Yes. That might be the title. So we'll see.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much. And I will see you guys next time. Bye.
Bye, guys.